I'm Anna Roth, the program manager on the Microsoft Cognitive Services team, and I'm here to talk to you today about what's new with cognitive services. So cognitive services really sits at the nexus of a bunch of the topics you've heard about today. You know, we're right there in between big data, powerful algorithms, cloud computing. We can really think of cognitive services as Microsoft's way of taking breakthroughs in machine intelligence and make them easily accessible to you. So, you know, we have all these breakthroughs, but they're really enabling you to build intelligent applications. So cognitive services includes 25 APIs from a wide range of areas in machine intelligence. So you have work that we've done in vision, in speech, in natural language processing, knowledge, and search. And out of this, we've built 25 APIs. We won't have time to go through all of them today, but we'll talk through some highlights, and I encourage you to check out the whole breadth of APIs at microsoft.com/cognitive. So why Microsoft Cognitive Services? So first of all, they're easy. These are all cloud services. They're REST APIs. They're designed to be very, very simple to use, things you can add to your application really trivially to immediately start benefiting from these kind of technologies. They're also flexible. By nature of being cloud services, you can integrate them with the language of your choice. They're platform agnostic. And finally, they're tested. So these are based on technologies that Microsoft has worked on for decades. You have work from Microsoft Research, from Bing, from our Cloud and Enterprise division. All of the top research that we're using to power our own applications is showing up and now accessible to you. So you're using some of the same technology that powers Cortana or powers Xbox, but now you can add it to your own application. And finally, we've done our best to try to have, quality of documentation to make it super straightforward and easy to be able to add these into your own application. So when we think about kind of what to add as a cognitive service, we really try to focus on what can you turn into real-world applications. So, in the vision category, we let you tag objects, identify whether they might be adult, what colors are in those images, or something like speech, where, you have speech-to-text, so you can build apps where the mode of interaction is speech rather than having to type click. You have language, so tools like Lewis, which make it very, very easy to take arbitrary pieces of natural text and interpret what the intents and entities in that text are. Or knowledge, so knowledge processing, searching on structured documents using something like our Knowledge Explorer API. Or search, getting real-world search with, in this case, news search, for example, where you're getting news in real time and kind of structured content that you can easily add to your applications. But we're really kind of focusing on how can you take all of these breakthroughs in machine intelligence and use them to make your applications better. Today we have some exciting news. So we have some APIs coming into general availability. In particular, we have Face API, Computer Vision API, and Content Moderator all in general availability today. So you have Face API, which has features like face detection. So given a photograph, where are the faces in that photo? What are some of the attributes of the faces in that photo? For example, emotion is new today, also age, gender, et cetera. Face verification, so are two photos the same person? Similar face searching, so given a face, is it similar to a group of faces that you've previously trained? Face grouping, so given a set of photos, maybe a family photo album, can you group those into photos of person A, photos of person B, here's person C that we've found. And finally, face identification. So you can train a face group in Face API of photos of people and say, is this a photo of Alice? Is this a photo of Bob? Is this a photo of Sarah? Let's take a look at Face API in action. So here you can see our Face API. So you can see it's making an inference there about my expression. So when I smile, it says happy. And also, I guess, about my age. It's a little bit higher, but I think that's the stage lighting here. Oh, there we go. That's better. And because I previously actually trained this to recognize me, when it sees my face, it knows that it's Anna Roth. And that was using just one picture. We have some wonderful customers using Face API, including Cloudinary, and we're super delighted with what the chief product officer of Cloudinary had to say about using Face API. Computer Vision API. So with Computer Vision API, you can analyze an image, so it tells you kind of what are the objects or the items or categories in that image. OCR, so recognizing the text in an image. generating thumbnails, and these are smart thumbnails. You're not just making the picture smaller, but you're finding, you know, what is the kind of the core interesting part of a particular image. Recognizing celebrities. So, you know, we recognize thousands of celebrities just based on their photographs. And an exciting thing that's new today is our landmark recognition. So we're able to recognize important landmarks from all over the world. So let's take a look at computer vision API in action. Image captioning is an amazing example of how research in natural language processing and computer vision have come together. Captioning is exposed in the Cognitive Services Computer Vision API, so you can use it in your own programs. One common application of image captioning is for accessibility purposes. For example, PowerPoint users in the Office Insider program now have access to automated alt text generation via image captioning. This feature makes presentations more accessible to people who are vision impaired. So let's take a look. So I have my presentation here, and I'm going to insert a picture. So let's take this one here from this mountain here. And so you can see down here, there is this automated caption generated, a snow-covered mountain. Let's try another one. A person riding a skateboard. And now I can actually go in here and edit that alt text if I would like to change it. But for now, it looks good. And we're delighted to have Prism Skylabs using Computer Vision API. And here's a wonderful quote from Katie McCann, Vice President of Product and Engineering at Prism Skylabs, about their experience using Computer Vision API. So I hope this has inspired you to get started with Microsoft Cognitive Services. It's very easy to get started. All 25 APIs, you can get started and try them out for free at microsoft.com/cognitive. I'd also encourage you to take a look at Microsoft Bot Framework. We have a lot of customers using the Cognitive Services to add intelligence and excitement to their bots. And finally, to have a look at the whole end-to-end set of analytics tools available from Microsoft through our Cortana Intelligence Suite. Thank you very much for watching this video today.